From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The number of unemployed people in the United States continues to rise at a faster than expected rate. The government said this morning that unemployment rose from 5.4 to 5.7% in November, a sign that the current recession may not end as soon as many people have been hoping. But there was some good news today about consumer confidence. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Not only did the Labor Department announce that employers cut 330,000 jobs in November, it also raised the estimate of jobs eliminated in October. During that two-month period, in fact, the economy lost jobs at a faster rate than at any time since 1980. The losses last month were across the board. Manufacturing continued to decline, while service sector jobs also fell. Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, says the recession has been especially hard on minorities. Baker says the unemployment rate among black teenagers is now 32.7%.
That's up from about 22 at its low last year. And if you flip that over and say the employment to population ratio, what percentage of black teens are employed, that's down by about 20%. From what it had been at its peak last year. So, you know, we could say black teens have really felt this in a big way.
Baker says today's numbers are especially surprising because they show no evidence of a post-September 11th bounce. The economy slowed dramatically following the attacks in Washington and New York, and Baker says it would stand to reason that the job picture would have improved last month as things returned to normal. But that didn't happen. Today's report raises questions about just when the current recession will end. In recent weeks, there have been tentative signs of a rebound in areas like unemployment claims and personal income, and investors have seized on those numbers, pushing stock prices up sharply. Richard Berner is chief economist at Morgan Stanley Dean Witter.
There's no question financial markets have responded to the notion that recovery is on the way. Every piece of bad news on the economy in this environment is discounted. Every piece of good news is taken as an indication that recovery is around the corner.
A certain optimism seemed to prevail in the markets today. Bad economic news typically helps the bond market and hurts stocks. In fact, stocks fell only modestly today, and bond prices fell. Investors seem to ignore the jobs report and focus instead on the release of the University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Survey, which showed a slight increase. But Richard Berner says investors may be getting ahead of themselves. Berner says a rebound is further away than many people think, and unemployment could reach as high as 6.5% by spring. He says this recession happened because companies suddenly reduced their capital spending, and there's no evidence that's changing.
Until we start to see some daylight and improvement on profit margins, I'm afraid that this process is likely to continue. So by no means have we seen the peak in the unemployment rate yet.
Before today, many economists were predicting that the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates for an 11th time when it meets next week. Today's jobs report, they say, only makes another rate cut more likely. Less clear is what will happen after the expected cut is made. Fed policymakers could indicate they're not finished cutting rates. If they do, it would suggest they have some doubts about how close a recovery really is, and investors may have reason to wonder whether their optimism is premature. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.